Jennifer Horne is done with Trump and with the Republican Party.
Well, unfortunately, I no longer consider it my party.
Horne is the former chair of the New Hampshire GOP and a co-founder of the Lincoln Project, a group of former Republican operatives who produced some of the toughest anti-Trump ads of the election. When most Republicans refused to condemn Trump's unfounded claims of election fraud, Horne quit the party last month. Her disgust hardened after pro-Trump extremists attacked the Capitol, and 147 Republicans, including 8 senators, voted against certifying the election of Joe Biden.
People like Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz, who led the charge on this, even after the Capitol was overrun by, you know, a riotous mob, those folks can expect that the Lincoln Project is going to become a regular part of their lives.
Hey, Senator Hawley.
Traitor.
In one of its latest spots, the Lincoln Project is already taking aim at Josh Hawley, the pro-Trump senator from Missouri.
Sedition.
Sedition.
We don't use that word much these days.
We haven't had to.
Making treason great.
But you and your pals are doing your best to bring the word back with a seditious plot.
But Horne's disgust is not widely shared among Republicans. An NPR PBS Marist poll finds 70% of Republicans believe Biden was not legitimately elected. And according to a Washington Post ABC poll, solid majorities in the party believe Trump bears little or no responsibility for the deadly attack on the Capitol. For example, Tom Mountain, the deputy chairman of the Massachusetts GOP, doesn't hold the president accountable.
Because he didn't tell anyone to break into the Capitol. He never would, never has.
In fact, the president did whip up his supporters, repeating the lie that the election was stolen, urging them to march to the Capitol and fight like hell.
And if you don't fight like hell, you're not going to have a country anymore.
There are deep divisions in the Republican coalition in Massachusetts. The state GOP is led by Jim Lyons, a pro-Trump Republican who just won re-election as party chairman. Lyons didn't respond to interview requests for this story, but in November, he told WBUR that he supported Trump's challenge of the election results and said the president has energized new Republican voters.
I am very optimistic that President Trump has brought a groundswell of people who were uninvolved to get involved.
Among those voters is Joe Romano, who runs an appliance repair business in Malden. A devoted Trump supporter, Romano still believes the president's baseless claim that the election was stolen and is disappointed that Trump didn't fight harder.
Because the most important thing he ran on, this whole law and order thing, you know, we're going to arrest Hillary. We got evidence on Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, election fraud. These are the things we were hearing nonstop. We thought he'd fight till the end, do whatever it took. I mean, we heard Insurrection Act was enacted. And then none of that happened. Nothing.
If Romano and GOP party chairman Lyons represent the pro-Trump wing of the party, Anthony Amore occupies a different Republican universe.
If I was a member of Congress, I would vote for impeachment without a question.
Amore ran unsuccessfully for Massachusetts Secretary of State in 2018. He calls Trump's incitement of a riotous mob an affront to the Constitution and to a nation of laws.
We should work on rebuilding our party as a party of republicanism and conservatism and away from the idea of this cult of personality with an allegiance to one person rather than the country or the rule of law.
But can one party still be a home to conservatives like Amore, who condemn Trump and his cult of personality, and to a large core of Trump loyalists? Jennifer Horne of the Lincoln Project says conservatives like her need a place to go. But she says,
this Republican Party cannot provide that leadership.
Horne admires Republicans like Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker or Utah Senator Mitt Romney, who distance themselves from Trump. But she says there are too few of them and too many others who aided and abetted Trump's authoritarian ways. Jeffrey Engel, who heads the Center for Presidential History at Southern Methodist University, says history shows that political parties don't last forever. Engel believes the Republican Party, as we've known it in recent years, a coalition of fiscal and religious conservatives and hard-line Trumpists, will break apart.
I don't anticipate the Republican coalition as it stood in 2015 surviving this crisis and surviving until 2025.
I think it's a really good time for the Republican Party to do a little soul searching.
Jennifer Nasur is the former chair of the Massachusetts GOP. She says if the Republican Party fractures, it will mean years or decades of electoral losses. She says with Trump gone, her party should embrace a big tent that keeps moderates like her, wins back the Lincoln Project people, and holds on to all those Trump supporters.
Whether you like it or not, Trump got nearly 75 million votes. Their votes count just as much as everyone else's, which is why I'm saying a big tent. And we need one party to actually get its act together and to figure out who we are.
Indeed, Democrats have their own internal divisions to contend with. But Nasur says the Republican Party needs to ask the question that a lot of people struggle with about their own lives. Who do I want to be when I grow up? For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.